Hello, this 5 minutes with the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 191. 191. And we're personalizing Psalm 91, verse 10. The whole of Psalm 91, we've been personalizing it. And so we are now in verse 10, which says, there shall no evil befall me. Say it. There shall no evil befall me. Say it again. There shall no evil befall me. Again and again, there shall no evil befall me. And we've been looking at King Hezekiah. What seemed like evil was coming his way, to the extent that he has been warned. And his warning was in 2 Kings 18:27, that listen, you and all your people are going to eat your own dung and drink your own piss. So now he had sent word to, he went to the temple, rent his clothes, put ashes, sackcloth on himself, sent word to prophet Isaiah that this is what is happening. And I said to you that right now you don't need to rent your clothes, you don't need to put on sackcloth, you don't need to go run to church. You can run to your temple. Where's your temple? Your body. So you yourself can pray. And then again, I said, somebody saying, I need a prophet like Isaiah. And I'm saying that if you need a prophet, I'm here. I'm speaking the word of God. It's the word of God that I'm giving you. And a lot of people like, some of us, we like that too much. We like, I have seen this, I have seen that, I have seen that. Am I saying it's wrong? No, I also see. I also see today, I was doing what I call prophetic moments on Facebook. Maybe if you do not know, you can join me, prophetic moments. And when you type prophetic moments on Facebook, and then with Prophetess Olivia, you see what I do on Thursdays early in the morning at 4 a.m. GMT. I come on and I pray, and God gives me visions, God gives you names and all that. But the essence of the Christian walk is not to hear from another, because in being born again, God wants you for himself. People do not know how God is jealous about us. He's so jealous about you. He said, I am the vine and ye are the branches. So you are a branch. That person calling himself whatever is also a part of the branch. How come that that person hears and you do not hear? He said that I am the good shepherd. My sheep hear my voice. You ought to hear his voice. You ought to hear what he says. And it's not difficult. How do you hear his voice? You don't have to hear thundering and lightning before you know it's God's voice. What do you do? The Bible. The word of God is the Bible. Hebrews 11:4 says, for the word of God, what, which word? The Bible. Yeah? It is quick. Quick means it's alive. It's quick is old English, alive. It's alive. The word of God is alive and powerful. And whilst I'm at it, let me tell you this. When the word became flesh, because you know that in the beginning, John 1:1, Gospel according to John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So when the word became flesh, in John 1:14, say, and the word became flesh. When the word became flesh is Jesus incarnated. When the word became flesh and Jesus was on this earth, when he encountered the devil in Matthew 4 in the wilderness, which what we call the test of Jesus, the temptation of Jesus, do you know that even though he was the word himself, the living word was on this earth, but when he met the devil, he did not, and the devil tempted him, he did not reply. And Jesus answered and said, hey, you devil, go away from me. And we'll be quoting right now. He said, Matthew 4:4. And Jesus answered and said, hey, you devil, go away. Why didn't Jesus say that? He went to, Jesus went to Deuteronomy. Can you imagine? When the living word came and he met the devil, he went to the written word. He went to Deuteronomy 8:3. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord. You heard it several times and you thought it was Jesus who just manufactured it there. No, he quoted from Deuteronomy 8:3. When the living word met the devil, when he needed to use to fight the devil and win, he went for the written word. How much more you? How much more you? So you don't need an Isaiah. You need what you need is the word. He has given us his word. It is written. And that word that is written is for you. You can draw from it like every other prophet. Do you understand? I'm not saying prophets are not important. What I'm telling you is that you go to the word yourself and God will speak to you. You're blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.